special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. We were listening to Patrick before the break and got rudely interrupted by the music, so sorry about that, Patrick. Please go on.
Yeah, Memphis, if you've ever been there, almost completely black. Just like New Orleans, where they claim that's a chocolate city. Yeah, absolutely. And just so you put that in perspective, nothing unusual there. My dilemma is this: is like, Adolf Hitler. He came real close to separating and. And setting a model for the rest of the world. They couldn't have that. They had took him down under any circumstances, and Germany must perish. But you try to talk to people now, and the only way out of this here is to undo their corporate law system, which is codes and statutes for government in a corporate fashion. It's not... And to try to explain that to people is pretty difficult. You know, the political cesspool that talks to those people. And Sam Dixon chimed in and said, the Bill of Rights is law. And that's right. That only, that's declaratory of the common law, God's law. And so that just, he's our best attorney. And he confirmed that, absolutely. But he will not take that and run with it. Nobody will. It's like Sheriff Richard Mack tried to, and he was too. I don't know if he was too dense or what. He just he said, "Being it's not constitutional. The Constitution is it applies only to government. It doesn't apply to the people." Mm-hmm. And we're totally different. And he didn't. He just couldn't seem to comprehend all that. And Michael Gaddy was saying that he was actually. In a way, when they were doing this PRET, case, and they had to get rid of him. So he was not. That's not the right course of action to go with that. The Constitution Sheriff type stuff. These people just don't get it. That's you're dealing with just the Constitution. Well, that's not us. That's the federal government. And
for the states. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got some background there. I guess the question is, like, yeah, you listen to, that was General MacArthur. He dealt with these communists first, and he had it out with F. Franklin and Roosevelt. And Roosevelt told him to cut the forces by 50% because they feared any kind of opposition to their Bolshevik takeover, and he fought them and he won, but he had to fight them all through the war. They made him do these island hopping campaigns to just war down our people. But he could have just, he just wanted to go around like the Maginot Line and just, you know, circumvent all that. And they, no, he has 60 million people died because of that. And that's what they want to do. They want to kill us all off using their Jewish Purim type, you know, in Book of Esther. But the only thing we're getting back to is, like, he couldn't come in. He was going to come back and get rid of all these. He knew FDR was he was appalled. He was sick over this communist who was sitting in office, and he had all of his staff in there. You know, this secret war cabinet, it was all communists. David Niles, a homosexual Jew that lived in the White House. And then we had Henry Dexter White. They were making all those damn rules. So we're fighting them. They're running our military. And we can't talk about, you know, going back to God's law for us, the people, because people just they just don't get it. I guess it's still a dilemma. Well, who has the scruples give us the light out of the tunnel here? You know, Adolf got it. He just said it's all about the international Jews, and he had the clout to do it. Everybody, the smart German people were right behind him on that. Over here, you know, MacArthur couldn't do it. Charles Lindbergh couldn't do it. They shut they're using the FBI to shut all them down. Forget about D.C. I can't hear a person there that even has a hope. They're all on the take. It has to come from, just a mass awakening. And I think what you're doing is absolutely dead on. I think you got the best show there is. I turn it back over to you, Chris. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate your call, as always, Patrick. And God bless you as well, sir. Yeah, we have to take the bull by the horns here and start applying God's law in our lives is the bottom line. And it's easier said than done. Most aren't doing it. Most are just led by their noses, and they're watching the mind-controlled device in the box in every room in their where they live, the television, which if I can only recommend one thing to you right now, if you're still doing that in your life, to make a difference in your lives, to start somewhere, it'd be that. Stop paying for your own indoctrination. Just stop. Just stop. Stop watching Fox News, stop watching their television. It's programming. You're being programmed. They even tell you, stop doing it. I guarantee you, after 1 week, if you put this to the test, an experiment, if you will, you stop watching television for 1 week. And then listen to my show again a week from now. You will have a clarity of mind. You will be thinking slightly differently. And you will understand what's been happening to your mind. They are insidious. They have this down to a pseudoscience, if you will. Because, yes, they're not perfect. They're not God. But they have resources, and they manipulate in every way they can using their devices of the devil. And they've been doing television for quite a while. Quite a while. So please, folks, stop listening to these televisions. It's destroying your mind. And without it, I don't think we'd be anywhere near what we have today in the world. There'd be no way to hurt us all, you know? That and social media, obviously. the Jew Baruch Levi, or Levi, back in the mid-1800s, had clearly expressed the ultimate goals of the Jews. Quote, "The Jewish people as a whole will be its own Messiah. It will attain world dominion by the dissolution of other races, by the abolition of frontiers, the annihilation of monarchy, and by the establishment of a world republic in which the Jews will everywhere exercise the privilege of citizenship." And what do we see them do wherever they go? They have dual citizenship, this uniquely Jewish idea that they can have dual citizenship where others may not, because they're special. Well, when the Jew has dual citizenship, his allegiance is to the Jews and not the host nation. That's the problem. Dual citizenship should not be allowed. In this new world order, the Jews will furnish all the leaders without encountering opposition. The governments of the different peoples forming the world republic will fall without difficulty into the hands of the Jews. It will then be possible for the Jewish rulers to abolish private property and everywhere to make use of the resources of the state. Thus will the purpose of the Talmud be fulfilled, in which it is said that when the messianic time is come, the Jews will have all the property of the world in their hands. Look around you. When the messianic time is come and the Talmud be fulfilled, Jewish law, the Jews will have all the property of the whole world in their hands. BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. This is what they are doing. With their AI supercomputer algorithms and programs controlling the stock market and all the rest of it through Aladdin. This is what they're doing. The Jews don't await a Messiah or believe any other existed. Rather, they are their own Messiah. And that Messiah, they believe, will one day rule the world. And it's called apotheosis, or the belief that man becomes God. One of the highest forms of blasphemy. That is at the core of the Talmud. It's Satanism. The time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob's loss of dominion and Esau gaining the dominion over him marks the start of that period prophesied in the Bible as the time of Jacob's trouble. Look at Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. Esau's dominion can only exist at the expense of Israel's religion and status. This dramatic scene has brought about a system like the mystery Babylon described in Revelation 17:5. Unlike captivities and afflictions of the past, this captivity is not physical or obvious, but a mystery due to covert modes of control. It is what some have called the invisible government, the shadow government, the shadow state, the deep state. It would actually take several volumes to fully discuss the Jewish domination in the areas discussed. Many other areas could also be discussed in which Jewish influence and dominion exist over the white Christian or Israelite nations. Example, religion, media, culture, laws, and education. The manner in which Jews have gained dominion over these areas has been a quote-unquote mystery to most. But as the Jew Marcus Eli Ravage states, the dominion is a reality. Quote, "You Christians make much noise and fury about the undue Jewish influence in your theaters and movie palaces. Very good. Granted, your complaint is well-founded. But what is that compared to our staggering influence in your churches, your schools, your laws, and your governments, and the very thoughts you think every day? We took you in hand and pulled down the beautiful and generous structure you had reared and changed the whole course of your history. We conquered you as no empire of yours ever subjugated Africa or Asia. And we did it all without armies, without bullets, without blood or turmoil, without force of any kind. We did it solely by the irresistible might of our spirit, with ideas, with propaganda. End quote. Israel's rule and dominion on the earth was to weaken when in transgression to God's laws. As I've always said, go back to God. Deuteronomy 28:44, quote, "The stranger shall be the head, and you shall be the tail." We thus have to ask, who has control and dominion over who in this world? It is the white race that is losing its power and sovereignty to the Edomite Jews. It is the white race that has been put under financial bondage to the Jewish monetary system. It is the white race that must now live under Jewish laws and governments. It is the white nations, Germany, America, England, that the Jews have tricked into giving them money, aid, and technology to support their anti-Christian and bastardized state in Palestine. And it is our political leaders who are controlled by Jewish advisors and lobbying groups. This is all due to the legacy of the two races and the serpent seed line. Two great forces have been struggling for dominion in the world. The Edomite Jews have gained the dominion and have broken the yoke of the white race from their necks, as was prophesied to happen with Esau and Jacob. This is what it's all about, folks. This brings us to chapter 7, or page 47 of the PDF, titled Edom's Revenge. Esau Edom's continual and perpetual hatred and jealousy towards Jacob would inevitably be conveyed into action against him for revenge. That action of revenge would be directed against everything connected with Jacob, against his society, his civilization, his government, his life, his children's life, and of course, namely, against his God. Esau's war against Jacob. God's script assigns to Esau Edom, or the Edomites, the Jews, the role of being a warlike people. This was revealed in Isaac's prophecy of Esau in stating, "And by the sword shall you live." Genesis 27:40. The sword is often used in scripture as being symbolic for war and slaughter. This is personified in the red horse of Revelation 6:4, which signifies war and the ability to cause war. Who is it that Esau Edom would want to use the sword on or bring war upon? The one he hates and desires to take revenge on, that being Jacob Israel. It was Jacob that Esau desired to kill because Jacob had taken away the blessings and birthright from Esau. Quote, "And he, Esau, said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, have you not reserved a blessing for me? And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother." Esau's loss of both his birthright and blessings to Jacob became the basis of a plot to kill his brother. At one time, Esau told his son, quote, "Take thy sword in thy hand and pursue Jacob and lurk for him and slay him with thy sword." Jasher 29:31. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return right after the break and take your
call. Prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. And we are reading from Who is Esau Edom? Written by Charles A. Weissman. A short but very, very necessary book that everyone should have and be familiar with, because you can use it to show others what's happening, what's been happening, why, who's at it, who the characters are, what their attributes are, how you'll know them, etc. You will know them by their fruit. Edom, or the Jews, will have their revenge. This is what's going on. This is the whole anti-white propaganda and anti-whiteism that you see everywhere, which they'll invert on its head and say it's white supremacy that we're fighting. And the Memphis thing, white supremacy, despite it being 5 black officers who killed a black man. Yep. We have Chance holding in West Virginia. Hey, Chance.
Yes, hello, Chris. Wow. I don't know if I can add to your very learned discussion, but I will say this, Chris. At this juncture, other people can talk about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and a myriad of other topics, but they can't or won't see who is behind their defeat. and you bring it to the forefront. Chris, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. You think people, because everything is being thrown at us at an amazingly fast frequency, almost on a daily basis, do you think word is getting out about this topic and they feel they have to step everything up? Do you think that's what's happening right now? They're silently watching people wake up?
Sure. Yeah, that's definitely part of it. And it's called the externalization of the hierarchy, to give it a term. And that was coined by Madame Blavatsky, Helena Blavatsky, her accolades, of course, being Alice Bailey, Freemasons as well. But they were the spiritualists of the early 19th century. And, you know, they helped form Lucis Trust, you know, out of the United Nations, which was originally Lucifer Trust.
But they called
it the externalization of the hierarchy, which means to bring about what's already kind of being spoken of in whisper, but putting their own, you know, flavor on it, spin, if you will. And that's why co-opt groups and have controlled opposition gatekeepers, and that's what they're doing today.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm fully aware of that. This is why I even think the Republican Party, they formed the Republican Party as a form of controlled opposition against Democrats. That's why I can't understand people falling for this Republican nonsense, too. I mean, you'll have a handful that will speak up, but I think it might all be for show. I think we're so far infiltrated, it's coming out in the open now. People are starting to see this, and they're probably whispering among themselves, hey, we got to nip this in the bud quickly. This is what I see. Because how can you explain all these events happening to being thrown at the people on a daily basis? It could be really stressful and mess with your mind if you don't can't see through it. And you, like you said, you got to get rid of the TV. Got to get rid of it. I got rid of the TV 25 years ago, at least, I think it is. And when you get rid of the TV, your eyes open up. You're right. You start to see things because you're not being spoon-fed on a daily basis. This is all to mess with people's minds. This is an insidious practice. And you cover it very, very well, Chris. I have to commend you. And that's all I wanted to say, Chris. And thank you for taking my call, and God bless you now.
Oh, God bless you as well, Chance. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, and everybody needs to do this. Everybody. You know, who am I? I'm one guy? Sure, can I make a difference? Of course I can. But I'm one guy. And you're one guy. And you're one girl. And so on and so forth. But together, collectively, we are God's people. We are chosen. We're here for a purpose. It's not all happenstance, coincidence, or accidental. There was no big bang. The Darwinian hoax. God's plan works. They know it works. They know God's law applied accurately and appropriately is going to have consequences to what they're trying to achieve. So they must get rid of it at all costs. That's the other side of the coin. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after the commercial.
Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi! Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. And I am your host, Chris Switzer. Boy, do we live in some awesome times. And that word awesome covers all the spectrums, doesn't it? Well, it's certainly not boring, is it? Get rid of your TVs, folks. Get rid of them. And be very careful with your social media, because Chance brought up a very good point. You know, with all this information coming out, and they know it's coming out, and the Jew being put prominently in the spotlight and not in a positive light, right? So what do they do? What do they do? Well, they co-opt things. They co-opt groups, and they put people in positions to look like they're carrying the torch of freedom or white nationalism. And they're really working for the Jew. And it's all because of this. Esau was angered when his plot failed to kill his brother Jacob. Like I read before the break, years later, when Jacob entered into the land of Esau, he prayed to God, quote, Deliver me from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me. Genesis 32:11. On hearing of Jacob's arrival, Esau raised 400 armed men to fight against Jacob. But, quote, the Lord put fear and kindness toward Jacob in the hearts of Esau and his men. Jasher 32:57. The first time that the descendants of Esau, or the Amalekites, right, Amalek, is not us, but the Jews, they encountered Jacob's descendants, Israel, and the descendants of Esau fought against Israel without cause. Exodus 17:8. When the Israelites were on their journey to Canaan, they once again encountered the Edomites. Well, right now, we're up against the Edomites, and we're scattered. We're not even a unified body. And they're still so fearful of us. They put people in places where they can act as microphones, you know, for our purpose, when they're not. They're in bed with the enemy, lock, stock, and barrel. The Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, is famous for this. And they nearly became prosecuted for it in the spying case from 1993 in California, where their offices were raided, etc. And they paid off everybody. They just paid money and got off. I'm going to take the next caller, Tom in Utah. Hey, Tom.
Hear me? Oh,
yes.
The sound gate. We made it. Esau, what was the nature or behavior of Esau that brought displeasure of the Lord? Does anybody recognize the problem that Esau had?
He had a few problems. Go ahead.
I kind of suspect he was following the manner and behavior of Nimrod and Cush.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bloodthirsty individual, heartless.
A humanist.
By the way, the other thing is curious that you've been talking about is the scriptures, how there's some errors in translation or transcription. And, of course, I tried to tell people, remember that the scriptures were in the custody or, the custodial, because the custody of the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the tug-of-war between St. Francis of Assisi, who was the Xerox machine for the Vatican, when the Vatican wanted certain things to come out in their favor, St. Francis viewing the original script, or nearly the original script, found a discrepancy. And remember what happened in that tug-of-war, St. Francis lost.
Yes.
Isn't it curious that the yarmulke seems to show up in the Vatican?
Yeah, it's no shock to me, as it was years ago when I realized what had been in front of my face all those years.
Anyway, so I'm grateful to my parents that they encouraged me to read the scriptures, but also to pray about them as you read. And if it's not consistent with nature or the nature's God, or the words of Christ, including the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount, if it doesn't fit with that, then it must be a perversion put in place by the Vatican or the other librarians or scribes that were in charge of the scriptures or took charge of the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it when people try to beat me up with certain scriptures and I say, well, let's look at another one here. Instead of looking at Leviticus, let's go to the minor prophets instead. Or let's go to the apostles. Let's go to Paul. Let's go to the Lord himself. And if it doesn't fit with the Lord and the apostles and even the minor prophets, then it must be the perversion of the Vatican or the other individuals that have taken charge of the scriptures and then given you their perversion.
That's right.
So we're all turned into Esau's by intent.
Yes. You will know them by their character and their fruit. Absolutely.
Anyway, it is fun to go through the scriptures and then have make sure you have a Greek interlinear or the Hebrew. Was it Strom's Concordance?
Yep.
I'm looking for. Since I was blinded, I haven't seen the scriptures for about 10 years. And so things slip away with in your memory. I'm stumbling today. Yeah. I was up all through the night.
It is Strong's Concordance, though, yes, for both the Greek and the Hebrew.
Right. And I love going through the scriptures and pulling. For example, last week I was beat up by some people on RBN when I was referring to my behavior based upon 1 Corinthians chapter 8, and of course, they like to hit you with Romans 14. I said, oh, thank you. That's the best scripture there is. So I'm going to be like Paul. I don't want to put a stumbling block in front of any of my brothers. So what is the stumbling block? And you've got to read it very carefully and then make sure you understand the italicized words are those that were inserted. They are not germane to the original script.
Right.
Anyway, so when you read the scriptures, like my folks cautioned me, read it, but pray about it. And if it doesn't match reason, if it doesn't match nature, if it doesn't even match science, and I'm talking about true science, not the
idea
that we're getting today.
Of course.
True science is reproducible, repeats. It can be reproduced without exception. The same thing should apply to the scripture. If
the
result of that counsel brings blessing, then it apparently is true. But if it brings confusion or dis-ease, there's something wrong with it. Anyway, so I appreciate you pointing out the fact that the scriptures do have the mistranslations, and we need to rely on the spirit and reality. You know, the beauty of God is he doesn't lie. He's not duplicitous. He's not bipolar. And if you see anything bipolar in the scriptures, that must be a perversion of the scripture.
Yes, it's a red flag.
Anyway, that is my nickel, and I'll keep on spending it.
All right. Appreciate you, Tom. You're always a wealth of wisdom and knowledge from your experience. Appreciate it. And, God is not the author of chaos and confusion. He's not. So when you start getting into chaos and confusion and people bring you into the tumult of it all, and get back to God's word. What does it really say? What is really happening? And you can show where people are perverting things and using things for their own ends. And if it's not of God, it's not of God. We're going to jump to the next caller, Mike, holding in Kentucky. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, cherry picking is a problem, isn't it? And go through and cherry pick stuff out of context and come up with all sorts of doctrines of devils. I think Tom was kind of alluding to the words in italics and commanding.
Yes.
Was added. So if you take out the words and commanding and put in a comma instead, the phrase total, you know, it makes it more compatible with things like the Daniel fast or in the book Revelation, in the same breath with sexual immorality, it mentions twice, you have tricked my people into eating some people would say it could be translated either way, food or meat, but I think meat becomes more pertinent. But, you know, you trick my people into eating meat sacrificed to idols. And it's in the same breath with sexual immorality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty darn important, I think. But earlier today, I couldn't really get to mention it, but I think Farron Schoaf was talking about some of the chicken feed and stuff that's out there. It's causing people's backyard flocks to quit laying eggs.
Right.
And there's several, so control of the food is important there. Whether you believe in eating a thermophilic creature's stuff, you know, chickens have a body temperature of like 107 or sometimes higher, I think. But there's pathogens that those things carry that we can't generate a high enough fever to kill it off. But, you know, so, and I was trading off a rooster earlier this, back in the spring, they have this, or in the fall, they have this thing called court days around here where you can, they get open, people just carrying guns around and buying and selling the swap and trading ammo and birds and chickens and dogs and stuff. And so I had extra roosters, and I was trying to give them away. And I got to talking to this guy, and I said, "Have you ever seen chickens eat mice before?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, I just turned over my chicken coop the other day. I found a nest of baby mice, and the chickens went there and just slurped them down like oysters." And I said, "Huh? What would Isaiah 66 have to say about the abomination that eateth the mouse?" You know, how many things eat the mice besides pigs? I didn't know this, but I had an orphan guy that had went through several orphanage farms that he grew up on in the, probably in the 40s and 50s. And he said everywhere where they had a pig around the barn, they had no problems with rats. I was like, "You're kidding me." I didn't know pigs would eat rats. I knew they were omnivores. I've heard tell of you know, a bunch of hogs being taken to market and a dog runs in the hog lot and ain't nothing left of it, you know. Or in the old... I think, wasn't there a guy up in Canada that was feeding people? A serial killer was feeding people to hogs?
I've heard the same.
Doesn't make me want to eat everything but the oink sausage. But, you know, I'm like, what are they feeding them? But, you know, and the ironic thing up in Cincinnati, and that's a real cultural thing around here, we had one of the first paved roads in Kentucky in order to get the pigs to market up in Maysville and ship them down the river because the railroad had a monopoly from like the mid-1880s of transporting stuff in and out of this area. And so politically in the 19-teens, I think, just about the time of World War One, we got the first paved road in Kentucky so they could get the pigs up to market in Maysville. Yeah, but the place that they were taking them to is Procter & Gamble, of course, which people have said has, you know, kind of an occult symbol in its corporate logo. But the other thing in Cincinnati is Conn's Meat. And Conn's certainly sounds Jewish, but none of their products are kosher.
Right.
I think, like, wow, you know, what's that say? They're just keeping the goyim fed, you know, the people that were created to serve them and their attitude, right? Is that some of the rabbis' attitudes is that we were just simply created to serve them. But the trick on the chicken feed, if you're really trying to get eggs, there is a place around here called Rural King, and their chicken feed is better. Has the protein in it that the chickens need to lay eggs over the Tractor Supply and some of the other places, online forums from people that I've talked to. They've said they've been talking about that for months, that they've reduced the protein in the feed. So there's a tip. Be careful. Look at the analysis, and they'll change stuff without changing the appearance of the product, but the product will change in the bag. All right, well, anyway, that's what I had. So, thanks for taking my call.
And say that one more time for the audience who are having problems with their chicken feed. What was it that worked?
Just look at the protein analysis at different places, you know, be it Rural King or Tractor Supply. Okay. Rural King's worked for us. We go to Rural King and get their chicken egg layer crumbles and stuff like that. And our chickens are still laying, but they did quit for a while. And online forums, the people were talking about how Tractor Supply's egg layer crumble and the different feed had the protein was reduced. And I have to wonder if they've also changed it.
Right.
Like what could it come from? You know, if there's added testosterone in the animal processed animal protein, they call it PAP. If there's a lot of testosterone in that, I have to wonder if that would affect your hens, you're not laying. Anyway,
yeah.
Definitely something to look for, look into.
Appreciate your call. Thanks for the advice.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And with that, we're going to take our last break before the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
Anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now mandated.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back, folks. This is still the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am still your host, Chris Switzer. And a prime example of this controlled opposition that we touched on today, and a caller called in earlier believe Chance brought it up here. It's this externalization of the hierarchy and, you know, controlling the narrative that they really do. But there are groups that are also, I believe, co-opted, like the Anti-Defamation League has been caught doing in the past. They're happening right now today. You can see at the Orlando City Council meeting from January 23rd, you know, several days ago, they're had a general appearance from a the leader, the actual founding member of Goyim TV and GDL, which is known as the Goyim Defense League. And his name is John Manadio, and he goes by the moniker Handsome Truth. Well, he appeared at the city council meeting wearing a yarmulke and having eyeliner, like fierce eyeliner on his face, and he acted as a transgender third generation Holocaust survivor named Tammy Cohen, who's Jewish, right? And he speaks at the council meeting about Jews controlling everything, but, you know, they're getting a bad rap and we just need to be honest. And, you know, God-fearing men don't behave in this way. You will know them by their fruits. You will know them by their fruits. People like Alex Jones, same thing. Alex Jones at least admits he's Jewish, admits he's an entertainer. All that stuff. And they'll give you truth, right? But when you mix 10, 15% cyanide or poison in with your truth, you're damaging the whole product. You're adulterating everything. That's what we're talking about here. You can check out my video that I uploaded recently on this matter I'm speaking about. If you go to bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And judge for yourself, but just be careful. Think for yourself. Listen to everybody. Read everything, but trust nothing unless you can verify it in your own research. And it aligns with the Word of God. You will know them by their fruit. You will know them by their fruit. My people perish for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. We are at great peril. We must go to God. I cannot say it enough. We cannot listen to people behaving like homosexuals and antichrists and devils who say it's satire when they're only accelerating the very same anti-hate crime legislation that they pretend to want to eliminate. This is serious. We must be the example in our walk, in our life, for the truth. Keep listening to RBN, keep donating, and go to God. Thank you, folks. I'm out.
May gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.